Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my radio show, Live Your Music. I'm Margot Joy Dunader, and I'm broadcasting from Marin County, California. My guest for today's show is Dave Carroll. Dave Carroll is an award-winning singer, songwriter, professional speaker, author, and social media innovator based in Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada. For over two decades, Dave has charmed fans with his approach to music. His ability to extract the essence of a message and craft it into a song is a rare gift that is attracting fans of all ages, while his sense of humor and disarmingly warm stage presence makes each live performance a memorable one for audiences around the world. Known as a master storyteller, Dave's incredible talent was introduced to millions when his 2009 anthem, United Breaks Guitars, became a worldwide sensation. The song chronicled his experience in the customer service process with United Airlines. His creative use of social media to share that message as an independent musician has reached over 150 million people. We'll be talking about the five-year anniversary of his video, United Breaks Guitars, which has now had over 14 million views on YouTube. We'll also talk about his book, United Breaks Guitars, The Power of One Voice in the Age of Social Media, which was published by Hay House Publishing. And during the show, I'll play a beautiful song by Dave titled Now from his solo album, Perfect Blue. To connect with Dave Carroll online, see his videos, buy his music, and his book, you can visit his website at www.davcarrollmusic.com. That's davecarrollmusic.com. Welcome, Dave.
Hey, good afternoon, or good morning, Margot.
it's
afternoon where I am, but of course it's morning where you are.
Actually, it's right at noon for us right now, so you're right. It is afternoon by two
Wonderful.
Minutes at this point. Yeah. Woohoo! I'm so happy to have you on my show today. I am so
excited.
Yeah, I'm so excited to talk to you about it being the five-year anniversary of your first United Breaks Guitars videos that you posted on YouTube.
I can't believe it. Those 5 years went by so quickly.
I know. Time is going on fast forward lately. But I'm wondering, how does it feel looking back on how that video changed your life and the lives of so many other people?
Well, I think when it first happened, I was as shocked or more than anybody else. And that's kind of what I try to recount when I tell this story all over the world now and at all these speaking events that I get to go to and try and capture the sort of enthusiasm and that innocence that was going on, because just 5 years ago, social media was still a very new thing. And there were opportunities that were just around the corner that people hadn't really considered before. And United Breaks Guitars was foundational in some ways, or it was riding a wave at the time of what was to come. And we saw firsthand that, you know, one person had the ability to amplify a message if it was creative and it could cut through a little bit, but one person could have a message taken and given a platform that would never have been possible even a year before.
That is so true. And I want to say that the first time that I had ever heard about your guitar getting broken by United was actually that July 2009. We were getting ready to go to Maui for a family celebration vacation there, and my husband and son always like to bring their guitars. And one of them, my husband's, is a Taylor guitar that he loves very, very, very much. And they had always brought them in the overhead carry-on, you know, in soft bags. And
right.
my intuition, I thought, you know, I better call my cousin who works for United and find out whether they can still do that. You know, I just had this feeling that maybe that was going to be not happening, and what would we do if we got to the airport and they had the soft bags? And she told me about this guitar getting broken by United, and that it was, you know, that we needed to be really careful and that we probably couldn't bring it in to the cabin. And so my husband put it in a hard Taylor case, and he decided to make it look like a girl's guitar with all these stickers all over it.
Yeah.
It ended up being fine, but, you know, I don't know, if you hadn't had that happen, I'm not sure whether his guitar would have made it to Maui, you know. So thank you for
that. There's
been
a lot of people that have contacted me over the years that have shared a story that would say that the videos had an impact. Somebody, maybe from another airline, who would say, oh, don't worry, this airline doesn't break guitars, or just showing that they're reassuring the customer that their guitar is going to get a more gentle ride than a regular old suitcase would have gotten or something. And that's kind of nice to know that the videos have that kind of legacy.
That is so true. And it seems so obvious that, you know, if you see a guitar case that you need to be careful with it. But for the people who haven't seen your video, which, there's so many people have, I feel like everybody has seen it. But for the people who haven't seen the video, if you could tell people just a real brief story about what happened and why you made the video.
Yeah, sure. March 31st, 2008, my brother and I and our band Sons of Maxwell, we were traveling to Nebraska to play about 6 shows there. And we were flying from our hometown here in Halifax, Nova Scotia, with United on our first United flight, actually. And it turned out that when we landed in Chicago, someone, a passenger on the plane, saw some baggage handlers mishandling our guitars, saying, oh my God, they're throwing guitars outside. And it turned out that out of all of the instruments, one of my 2 guitars, my Taylor guitar, was really badly damaged. And the airline didn't want to take any responsibility for it for about 9 months. And finally, after 9 months, they said because I didn't open a claim within 24 hours, they weren't responsible. So I vowed to make 3 music videos, and I was going to take 3 shots at writing my experience as a United customer with this broken guitar from 3 different angles, and which would challenge me as a songwriter, and put these as music videos up on YouTube. And so I promised a trilogy, and I did put the trilogy up. The first video went up on July 6th of 2009, and that's been the workhorse ever since. All 3 are up, but the first one just took off like crazy, and it reached 1 million views in 4 days. It's at over 14 million views now, but well over 150 million impressions with all the media that's covered it. And all told, all 3 videos are probably totaling somewhere around 17 or 18 million views. And somebody from Google had emailed me and suggested that it was one of the most important videos in their history. At that time, three years ago, I guess. And so they, a lot of interest was shown in the video and the implications of what social media means to business and how one person and one customer has more power than they ever have before, and mm-hmm. how branding today is a co-created experience. All these implications have happened because of that video, and today Harvard has done a case study on it, and it was a $1,000 Jeopardy question. So it's been... it's found its way into so many different niches that it's been this really, really exciting and interesting experience.
Wow, that is incredible. And it really is such a great reminder that we all can do amazing things. And especially, like my husband was saying when I said it's the power of one voice in the age of social media, and it is, because it's you that started the whole thing. But it's also a reminder that teamwork makes dreams work, and that you were willing to ask people to be part of that video. And I love the way you told the story, all the stories actually, in your book, United Breaks Guitars. I really, really, really enjoyed reading it cover to cover. I love the chapter titles. I love your sense of humor. I love that it talks about connection and caring. And some of my favorite titles are the very first ones, And So It Began, The Bond Between a Man and His Guitar, The Customer Service Dance with Ms. Earlwig, is that her name, Earlwig?
Yep.
And Doing the Best with What You've, you know, it's just a proof of what I keep saying over and over again, a reminder to myself and my clients and my family and friends. If you ask, the answer can be yes. And you ask people to be part of that video, and it just has done amazing things. And the story in your book is a great reminder for all of us about all kinds of principles, I think, for manifesting your heart's desires and having your dreams come true.
Well, I couldn't agree more. I think all of the best things that have happened in my life in terms of branding, when you think about them or when I thought about them, they were always group-based, or that I've never achieved great success from something I did by myself, or very rarely.
Mm-hmm.
The best things were ones that were co-created experiences, and that goes back to our very first gigs in a bar, where my brother and I were being paid, not very much, but we were being paid to sing for other people, and when we probably shouldn't have been on stage because we weren't talented enough. But we were singing and sharing our experience and doing songs that people could sing back at us, and there was this back-and-forth energy. So when people left that night, some people were saying, I don't understand why these two guys with one guitar were getting such a good response. Well, they didn't get it, but the other people that left and were really enthusiastic, they were saying, what a great Sons of Maxwell show that was. They didn't realize that they were at least 50% responsible for the good time they just had, and we did it together. And that's exactly what happened with United Breaks Guitars. I gave momentum to an idea that had a lot of weight behind it with all the frustrated passengers everywhere, and it was just a creative expression that people got behind. And all these great things I get to do today are 100% responsible because of the platform I've been given, that my story rests upon the stories of other people.
Wow. That's incredible. And, you know, the one thing I just want to say is that United Breaks Guitars is the title of the book and the videos. But because of you, I would say now it probably should be called United Broke Dave Carroll's Guitar. And now they're taking better care of other guitars just because of it. You know?
That's a long title, but
yeah,
we can maybe revise that in another edition.
Short. For the next edition, United Broke Dave Carroll's Guitar, the power of one voice in the age of social media. Oh, God. You know, and I really loved the video, the first video especially. That was my favorite of the three. And I have to say that, you know, I enjoy the others too, but I can see why the first one has gotten so many millions and millions of views, because that one, it just really, really is done so well. I can't think of anything I would change about it and make it better. And I highly recommend that people go to your website and click on the video and take a look at it and see it. And also, though, I want to mention, too, that you have other albums of songs that you've created, and one of them I'm going to play on the show today. And
awesome.
That song is called Now, and I believe that's on Perfect Blue. Is that correct?
It is, yeah. Sons of Maxwell have 12 recordings. It's my brother Don and I, named after our dad Max. And I've got two solo records that came after we did the first 12 Sons of Maxwell ones. So that song called Now is on my first solo CD called Perfect Blue.
Oh, okay. So that was your first solo CD.
Right.
Wow. Well, just so everyone will know, the song is a little over 4 minutes long. It's an absolutely beautiful song about being in the now. I love it. I'm going to play it, and then we're going to talk about it a little after. All right, Dave?
Sounds great.
Okay.
When there's no way out, there's still a way through. So don't give up, whatever you do. Surrender to moments, things as they are, from the gaps in your catch-22s. When there's no way out, there's still a way. Cause now's all there is, so peaceful and still. still. And now you don't worry about what's happened or what will. 'Cause now never ends, and now's never been. And all of your answers are waiting for you here now. When your world stands tough and weighing you down, and you've had enough of this merry-go-round, and your resistance to walls you won't move, and running through old deja vus, when there's no way out, there's still a way. 'Cause now's all there is, so peaceful and still. And now you don't worry about what's happened or what will. 'Cause now never ends, and now's never been. And all of your answers waiting for you here now. When you don't understand how things got so far away from all you planned, and your life it feels so hard in your fragile house of cards, turn to your cornerstone when you're tired and feel alone, to find your way through. 'Cause now's all there is, so peaceful and still. And now you don't worry about what's happened or what will. 'Cause now never ends, and now's never been. And all of your answers lie waiting for you here.
Now, from Perfect Blue, Dave Carroll. Dave, that song is so beautiful.
Thanks, Margot. Thank you very much.
I really, really love it a lot. And I wanted to mention that I think it's really, really cool that you have the lyrics for the songs in the back of your book, United Breaks Guitars, and that you have, there's the lyrics for United Breaks Guitars 1, 2, and 3, a song that you wrote for your grandmother, God Save Doreen. I love that. Like, God Save
right.
the Queen. And then Everyday Heroes and this song now. And people can that buy the book can download the songs from your website. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right. I wanted to put the lyrics and the songs that I write about in the book,
mm-hmm.
make them available. I give the little context and why the songs are written and why they're relevant in the book. But I just thought it would be a nice takeaway for people. They say dance with the one that brung you. So,
what was that?
Music got me. Dance with the one that brung you. And so music has been the one that has carried me everywhere for most of my career. So I wanted to include music as part of the book.
Well, I love music, and I know so many people do, even the people that don't realize it consciously, I'm sure, love music. And it just such a wonderful aspect of life and bringing people together. And like you said, the connection with the audiences when you play live, but even when they're hearing the recordings of the songs, it's making a connection with their heart.
Absolutely. That song Now was inspired by the book The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle.
Mm-hmm.
And when I sent the CD to his publisher, I got a call back from Constance Kello, who was the publisher of that book, and she was really excited. She was saying, this is incredible. You've summed up everything Eckhart Tolle's written in his two books, and it's the audio portal
song
into stillness. And I thought, that's what music can do. You combine a powerful message in a poetic way with a soundtrack of some music, and those three components, when they get inside the brain, they just lift the message to a new height. It allows you to do things that you can't do in 200 pages sometimes. And it's a powerful thing.
It is a super powerful thing. And the other thing about that's really wonderful about music is that it's something that you feel like listening to over and over again. So in other words, instead of most people don't read the book over and over again, but this one can remind them of what they've learned from Eckhart Tolle and from other authors about the power of now just by listening to the song over and over again.
Yeah, absolutely. There was an email I received from a woman in California who explained that her mother had been in palliative care and became a fan of United Breaks guitars, and it made her laugh, and she watched it all the time, and she wanted to hear what else I'd written, so she got her daughter to order the CD Perfect Blue that had the song Now on it, and she heard it for the first time and instantly became her favorite song, apparently, and she would listen to it often, and her daughter said it would make her mother's pain almost go away, and she said, last night my mother asked me to put Dave's song on again, so we did that, and while we were listening to it, my mother passed away listening to your song. That's a powerful expression of gratitude, you know. And as a songwriter, it there's the rewards right there for songwriters. It's not money, and it's not just general thanks. It's a meaningful expression when somebody says that they thought your song would help them transition to a better place, maybe.
That's really incredible. Wow. And then the time just flies by when I'm talking with you. And I just wanted to, before I forget to mention it, I'm just going to get it out of the way and mention that next week I'm going to be taking the week off from the show, and I'll be back on Wednesday, September 10th, 2014, and my guest will be Nancy Anderson. And she's the author of a book that came out in the 80s called Work with Passion, How to Do What You Love for a Living. And this is the 30th anniversary of her book, and there's a new version of it, an updated version that's come out, and we'll be talking about that. And, you know, Dave, what you're doing here is exactly that. You're working with passion, and you're doing what you love for a living. And so that's also really, really cool.
Yeah, I've been blessed, I think, to maybe be led a little bit or to find myself in the right place at the right time. However you want to look at it, I'm lucky that pretty much every day I get up, I'm looking forward to whatever I have to do, and I'm meeting really interesting people who live with passion themselves, and it's nice to be in that space. Pretty much everywhere I go, and the people I interact with are enthusiastic, and they're believers in what they're doing, and they're all trying to change the world in some positive way, and it's really empowering to be around those types of people.
Oh, yeah, that is fantastic. And there's a song that you wrote called Everyday Heroes that is one of the songs that you have in the back of the book. And that, if you want to tell us just a little bit about that, and also you have something that's coming up right now that you wanted to mention to people. And so could you tell us about that?
For sure. Everyday Heroes is a song also called the 911 song, and I was challenged to write it by somebody that owned a company in the first responder business because he knew that I'd been a volunteer firefighter. And so I took a stab at writing this song from the perspective of a firefighter, and it occurred to me that this whole 911 emergency service first responder business is it relies on this incredible technology that these companies have, but it ultimately relies on the promise that people who do the job make. And it's that if you need help, you call these three numbers, and if I have a skill that can help you, I will come and help you regardless of your skin color or your language or where you are, and even if it may cost me my own life, I'm willing to risk that for a stranger. And it's based on a promise and integrity and all these things. So that's what the song ended up becoming about. And there's a video that this company called Entrato helped fund and manifest, and you can see it at 911song.com. And it's a song of gratitude to first responders. And I wouldn't say through that song, but I think in the writing of the book and things like this song, I've decided that maybe spending more time in my life caring about other people is time well spent, because I've discovered through and through and over many times in my life that we are more connected with people than we realize sometimes, and we have way more in common that we don't. And so I think that we owe it to ourselves to care more for other people, sometimes strangers. And I was told a story of a person who's from my hometown that I'd never really met before. He's a 38-year-old firefighter named Chris Johnson, and he's a father of four, and he's been diagnosed with terminal esophageal cancer that he probably got fighting fires as a first responder. And so I've helped by helping to establish a crowdfunding site. Even if you go to a site called GoFundMe.com/HelpChrisJ, and it's C-H-R-I-S, and J is in Johnson, GoFundMe.com/HelpChrisJ. We're trying to raise $50,000 because that may be helpful in getting him through to try some alternative treatments to extend his life or make the rest of his life more comfortable, and it could even save his life what he's trying to do. So we're trying to raise money, and we're already in just a few weeks have reached nearly $30,000 of the $50,000 we're going for.
Oh, that's fantastic. And I had noticed on your Facebook page that you had the link for that as well. So if people go to your website, they can get to your Facebook page, and they could get that information on your Facebook page by just all I have to do is click like on the Facebook page, and then they'll get updates from you and their Facebook. And I will also put it on my Facebook so that people can see that as well in the event that I created on Facebook. Oh, wow.
Thank you.
Well, I'm sending prayers and healing love and angels to that man and his family. And, oh, my gosh. You know, it just puts us back into the reality of now being all we have, you know. And we get
so busy.
That's
right. There's so many different levels to the present moment. Just when you think you're living in the present moment, you can go deeper, and there really is no fear and nothing to worry about in the present moment. There's nothing that's happened or nothing that's going to happen to you. It just is.
Yeah. And, you know, that's really what causes joy and appreciation and gratitude and all of that, is just to be able to stop for a minute to look and listen and to notice what's around you, and maybe to pet your cat or, you know, talk to your family and your friends and just to notice the beauty that's around you. We're almost out of time, though, unfortunately. So I want to remind everyone who's listening to answer the question, what music do you hear calling you? What's your passion? What would you love to do? What do you dream of doing? Are you living the music you hear calling you? The music that you hear calling you can help so many other people. So, and you can have joy while you're living your music as well. I wanted to say thank you again, Dave, for being on the show and for writing your book, for doing your videos, creating your music. You are such a gift to the world.
Oh, thanks, Margo. I always feel better having talked to you.
Oh, thank you. That's how I hope people will feel. Well, bye for now, everyone, and I look forward to the next time I'm on the show and the next time I talk to you as well, Dave.
Thanks,
bye,
Margo.
Everyone.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.